You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Shot! He scores! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
Well, the Oilers picked up a pretty impressive win last night. Not sure if you count it. It's Cody Jansen. We're going to recap it all for you today. Big show. It's World Hockey Report presented by Lordco Auto Parts, the official auto parts retailer of Hockey Canada and Team Canada. You know the World Juniors are coming up, and they only trust the best. That's why we use Lordco Auto Parts, and you should as well. Today on the show, the Oilers win 5-2 over Pittsburgh last night. Zach Hyman almost had the hat trick. Connor McDavid, another phenomenal game for him. Koskinen played good. Wasn't an easy task. Not at all. Jeff's already in said, I told you the Oilers would win against the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-2, and it played out exactly how it would. I'm assuming that's Glenn commenting from the 12-ounce sports one. There's a chance, there's a very good chance it is, but we will get to all of that. We got comments. We got comments from McDavid. We got comments from Tippett. It's a little bit similar of what they echoed. They didn't play that great. But you do enough to get the win. Your goaltending bails you out when you need it. That always helps. Today on the show, we're going to talk some Wings. Two of the most exciting rookies in hockey are on one team. The Stevie Y Project's working. Lou Gamblin's going to join us, host of the Real Captain Lou Show, the Captain Lou Extravaganza on 12-ounce sports. He's going to hop on in about 24 minutes' time. And then the boss from 10K. Everyone saw the cup snake. Incredible at the Wild game. Everyone's seen it at the Twins game, too. I think they've worked with minor league ball teams, too. It's boss man himself. Jack Leverance is going to hop on. He knows more lakes, or he's talked about more lakes than anyone watching this show combined. Awesome character. He's going to hop on the show at 12:50 today to talk. Maybe we'll talk some Minnesota Wild. They are a pretty electric team this year, even though I absolutely just dump on them all season long. Alrighty, World Hockey Report, though, make Lordco Auto Parts your go-to auto parts store. Since 1974, Lordco, they've been a trusted supplier of quality aftermarket auto parts and accessories. Shop owners, automotive professionals, and do-it-yourself vehicle owners know it's the place to go for fast and knowledgeable service. Check out its new location on Calgary Trail Northwest, and don't forget to stroll through its in-store truck center for the latest truck accessories and high-performance auto parts. Doors are open 7 days a week. View store hours and services at lordco.com. Last night in the NHL, Anaheim, they beat Vegas 6-5, high-scoring one. Trevor Zegras is nasty. I mean, that kid's unbelievable. I saw him try to go through the legs against Leonard the other night. He's just an absolute electric factory. If you're the Anaheim Ducks right now, I'm telling you, they have one of the best prospect pools to be excited about in the West. Drysdale looks awesome. Zegras looks great. Troy Terry's figured it out. They got great leadership in Getzlaf, so you know that they're getting raised the right way. You got John Gibson in goal, who gives you an extra safety net for those kids to be a little bit more creative. This Ducks team, yeah, they're going to be scary in a few years. Detroit, they get past Seattle 4-3 in a shootout. You know we're going to talk with Lou about that one. Lucas Raymond had a goal in the win. Fabry had a tuck as well. And in goal, too, Thomas Greiss. One of his worst outings of the season. I think at an 8-7-4, and they still pick up a win. That's when you know a team has something going for them, is when you can get poor goaltending outings and still win hockey games. Why? Because if you're the Edmonton Oilers and you get an 8-7-4, you're generally losing the hockey game. It's a big difference right there if you're playing the right way or you're playing the wrong way. And Detroit, they get past Seattle, who has been playing better of late. They're not an amazing team, but they're better of late. Vancouver, they triple Ottawa 6-2. The Sens just suck. I mean, we'll get to it later today. I got a lot of bets for tonight. We're going to get to that in the second segment. We'll do a Pro Rock giveaway at 12:15 today as well. I got this hat here. Corey, Elena, they're awesome. We got an extra hat. We're going to be sending it out, early Christmas present for you. Contest coming up here in about 6 minutes' time. If you're listening to the pod after the fact, maybe there'll be a way for you to win one as well. Toronto hammered Colorado 8-3. We knew it was going to be a kicking. You know, as soon as Darcy Kemper goes down, Colorado, they got to go to their backup goaltenders. And I'm sorry, Johansson, that ain't your guy. He had an 8.05. He allowed 8 on 41. At least they didn't have to go to the backup. They had that Toronto kid. I forget his name off the top of my head. You know, it's just tough anytime you got to go to a third string guy. That's just a team that has no depth at the goaltending position, and I think Adam said it best, is that you just hope Kemper never gets hurt, or they're in huge trouble. Jack Campbell, he was fine, 900 save percentage, still allowed 3, but for the Leafs, I mean, Bunting has 3 assists, Matthews with the hat trick, Nylander, golden assists there. They really spread out the scoring. I think that's one of the more impressive things when you do think of, you know, you had 8 goals in the game. You've got, let's count them, Dermott, Tavares, Spezza, Nylander, Matthews, and Engvall, all with goals. Not bad for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They can spread around the scoring. Also, the Rangers beat the Flyers 4-1. Kind of predicted it. Had it in the parlay. I said, you know, go with the Rangers. And plus, you can go with a couple of 6.5s as well, which we got in the Toronto and Edmonton game. It was a good betting night. It was. We had Pete on too, and I think he was down a unit last night. He had a couple of extra plays where I don't know if I fully agreed on him. But again, I mean, this guy's the expert. He's, what, 13 of his last 18 days, he's in the positive. I certainly can't say that. The big story, though, the Oilers win 5-2 over Pittsburgh. Mikko Koskinen, he picks up the, you know, win between the pipes, stop 32 out of 34. And McDavid and Tippett, they both kind of said similar things. It wasn't a good start for him. Oh, it looks like we don't have the audio queued up here. Maybe we messed that one up. Maybe we're going to have to skip out on the audio vault today. We'll take a dash one on the producer's standpoint there. Whoops. But okay, let's break down the stats then. Let's go to the old school way. Zach Hyman, he had 2 goals for the Oilers, plus 3 on the night. Connor McDavid, a goal and 3 assists. It's just too easy for him. If you can get that guy at a line that's 1.5 points, I think you hit that almost every single night this season. You have to. You know, just for him to score a goal in the game is almost like minus 170 now most nights. It's simple. It's easy money. And if you are betting, go to DraftKings, promo code THPN, of course. Isha, Dylan, all those guys at the Hockey Podcast Network, they're going to hook you up with the best deals via DraftKings if the sportsbook's in your state. Elsewhere, scoring, Yamamoto had a tip. Hyman had a pair, and then Bouchard had a nice tap-in on the back door. So they ran, I mean, they had 60. I guess they kind of had 5 regulars, if you want to call Broberg and Lagesson regulars now. And Barry led the way. Him and Chris Russell, they played over 26 minutes. It's a lot of heavy lifting for Tyson Barry to do, who wasn't playing with his normal D partner in Darnell Nurse. And then you got Chris Russell, who a week ago was the 7th defenseman. He's an awesome D-man. He's a very simple D-man. He's a straightforward chip pucks out, block pucks out. Is he a 27-minute D-man? Well, he did, and it's against Sidney Crosby. Like, this isn't easy lifting here. Pittsburgh's got some skill. I like Crosby. Rodriguez has looked awesome. Bluger looked fine last night. Jeff Carter still has it. Gensel's out there. You know, it's an interesting team where they are mixing, you know, they're missing Malkin. And that was a lot of the conversation as well. And I'm interested to hear your points. Join the conversation anytime on 12 Ounce Sports. Who are you taking in their prime right now? Leon Draisaitl or Evgeny Malkin? because I think they're very similar comparisons. Where, you know, in Pittsburgh's prime and Pittsburgh's success, Sidney Crosby's obviously the leader. He's the heartbeat of the team. That's your Connor McDavid if you're the Edmonton Oilers. But can Leon Draisaitl be that Evgeny Malkin? Malkin's a game changer. Malkin's a guy that you want with the puck on his stick with a minute left if you're down by one. Is Leon Draisaitl that guy? Is he as good as Malkin in his prime? I think it's a conversation to be had. Let me know anytime. Join the conversation at 12 Ounce Sports, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm there at Janner31 underscore. The show is at World Honky RPT. Alrighty, some news today out of the NHL. We did have a trade this morning. Elliot Friedman kind of broke it. Kevin Weeks chucked in with an assist as well. The Buffalo Sabres, they've acquired goaltender Malcolm Subban from the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for future considerations. We knew that they were sniffing around for a goaltender. This is just kind of who they land on. For the St. Louis Blues, they're going to be without Corpusalo. Jordan Binnington, not Craig Binnington either. What a call on that one. And then Columbus, they're down both of their goalies tonight. No Corpusalo, no Merzlikins. COVID's ripping through the NHL in some spots. And it's tough. You need three deep between the pipes. Look at the Oilers. I know they haven't had COVID issues, but if anything were to come up, are you going to be, you know, comfortable throwing in your next two up are Konovalov and Rodrigue? After Skinner and Koskinen, if anything, if COVID was to run through the Oilers' dressing room, that's tough. John Davidson had a funny quote, though, for the Blue Jackets. He said, Manny Legacy's going in next after their two tonight. And then he said, and then I'm up. You got to love when they have a little bit of fun in that regards. It's obviously tough times. And it's interesting. I'm curious. I've had this conversation multiple times already this morning. Is the NHL even going to go to the Olympics with the way COVID's turning out? They've canceled figure skating events there. They've, you know, pulled ticketing at many major events in Canada. I know the World Juniors. I've talked to people here. They're just trying to get by. They're not worried about, you know what's going to happen January, February. Nope, they're going, hey, keep... Is it Omicron? I don't even know. I don't pay enough attention to that. I'm not a doctor. The new variant, let's just keep it away till after the World Juniors. Let's have full fans, make our money, and then we'll worry about it. Because they don't want to have another one without fans. But that's a serious conversation they are going to have next week. I can tell you that for free. That's coming direct from a source at IIHF. Just the reality. It's not going away anytime soon. You've seen European countries go into lockdown during Christmas. That's tough. It's a tough thing to battle through. Alrighty, we got to take a quick time out here on World Hockey Report. When we come back, a Pro Rock giveaway. Plus, we'll talk games tonight. I got some bets for you. Big show still happening. It's World Hockey Report presented by Lord Cole Auto Parts. We got Lou Gamblin coming up, and we got Jack Leverance from 10K. It's Boss Man, and you're tuned in on this Thursday.
Follow Team Canada with Sports Travel Tours in their bid to win back-to-back world championships. Canada will play all their games in beautiful Helsinki, Finland, and will face Switzerland, Germany, and Russia. Sports Travel Tour packages include a fantastic hotel, all transfers, amazing game tickets, a tour host, as well as a pre-game party. Check out the official world championship packages at sportstraveltours.com.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any NFL team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets if they score. You can score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required, one per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
we do here is go back, 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 back.
Okay, what's even going on with this whole MLB deal? The owners are striking out after handing out like $1 billion in contracts yesterday or 2 days ago. I don't understand it. Like Tuesday, they're chucking around huge money and now all of a sudden they're going to lock them out saying that they make too much money. I don't know. Baseball's a mess. Who even cares about that sport nowadays? Why are we talking about it? It's World Hockey Report, presented by Lordco Auto Parts. Visit Lordco's in-store truck centers at select locations. Alrighty, here's the deal. Pro Rock Hockey. You probably heard of them by now if you're a fan of World Hockey Report. If you're an OG listener, or if you're new, go check them out. They're a good Canadian company. They're ran by a couple of awesome people, Corey and Elena. They got the best hockey sticks at the best price point, but also they got some pretty cool swag. We got an extra hat kicking around. We went through the merch bucket. We said, hey, what do we got? We got to give away something. Got a fresh new hat there. Pro Rock Hockey, they're hooking you up. They said, give it away for Christmas. Make someone happy this Christmas. So I'm telling you, I got a few bets for tonight, but I want to know your best bet. So join the conversation. Let us know. We'll look back at the comments this weekend and or even tomorrow. And whoever had the best bet. And if you want to get in on it too, tag us on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. If you're listening to the pod after the fact, we're not going to leave you out of the, you know, not going to leave you in the dark here. Give us your best bet. Tag us at World Hockey RPT for tonight. If you hit it, we'll send you a hat. It's that simple. No strings attached. Let us know. You can join the conversation now or anytime. I got a few for tonight. And here's a three-way parlay that I got going on. Again, let me know if I'm crazy. But I got Carolina puck line against the Senators. I don't like the Senators. They're a trash team. They just got blown out by Vancouver. And they're on the second half of a back-to-back. They don't even have a goaltender right now. I got Florida puck line against Buffalo. They just traded for Malcolm Subban. I don't think he's going to play tonight. But again, this is just a team that struggles. You got Florida at home. So give them -1.5, do the puck line against the Buffalo Sabres, and then just the money line. I'm going with the Minnesota Wild against the New Jersey Devils just because of Bossman 10K, Jake Leverance. He's coming up on the show today. I would never bet the Minnesota Wild. I can't stand the Minnesota Wild half the time, but they're at home against the New Jersey Devils, and if there's one team I dislike more than Minnesota, it's New Jersey. I can't stand them. So give me Minnesota on the money line. This is a three-way parlay here. This is at +419. Via the best odds, DraftKings, use promo code THPN. Canes puck line, Panthers puck line, Minnesota Wild on the money line. Also, there is other games tonight that I'm really liking, and especially, sounds bad to say, like I kind of feel like a bad person talking about COVID is like I'm going to take advantage of it, but I fully am. Like when it comes down to Columbus's goaltending situation, oh yes, eat that up with Dallas on the puck line. 100%, -105 still. Columbus doesn't even have any goalies. They're calling up their kids from the minors here. Yeah, hammer Dallas. They've been playing fine. They got a wicked defense, too, that moves the puck. You know Columbus is going to have to take a couple of penalties just to keep up there. Hammer Dallas at home as well. The lines are changing as we speak. Tampa's up to -160. Earlier today, it was -115. Tampa at home against St. Louis. Now that Binnington's on the COVID list, again, I like Tampa. I like him on the puck line. Nothing against Villejuso. I just don't have faith in him. I'm sorry. I mean, Andy Strickland's tweeting it out. We believe or believe in Villejuso. No, thank you. I don't believe in him at all. How many chances has he had to be a legitimate 1B? I just don't see it happening. I don't know. It's a little bit of an interesting situation there in St. Louis where they got a good team. But end of the day, a 2-goal win. Not that hard. So hammer Tampa on the puck line. Also, there was reports earlier today, and I needed to dive into this because it was Mike Ozanian of Forbes Sports Money. He tweeted it out that he cited some unnamed banking industry source that the Arizona Coyotes are for sale once again with, this is in quotes, with idea of buyer eventually moving team to a new arena in Houston. So they're for sale with the idea of a new buyer eventually moving the team to a new arena in Houston. One, I don't know why a new arena is necessary. if it would be like the Rockets owner or something, seems a little bit out of line. But also the Coyotes, they have reported multiple times to all the biggest sources that this is absolutely false. And Coyotes owner Alex Murillo said it's false. He's not selling the team or looking to sell. Like, you kind of have to say that, though. Like, you can't, like, openly go, oh, yeah, we're not selling at all. Like, no, if someone says, hey, here's, you know, 500 sheets, I think you're considering it, no? Am I wrong? I don't know. I mean, words are easy. Words are cheap. The Yotes don't even have a rink for next season. So the rumors kind of line up. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm sorry, Alex Murillo, he's probably trying to put out fires right now. And everyone goes, oh, why would he want to move the team? Sports gambling. He's a big casino guy. It's not legal in Arizona. I think that this team is in such a disarray that if someone were to come up to him and say, hey, here's a couple hundred million, we're going to take it off your hands, we'll handle it, nothing happens, you're just done with the team, I think he considers it. It's like he can't buy into another NHL team. It just won't be one in Arizona, which has proven to be a failure over and over again. Update from the Oilers here. This one, both Darnell Nurse and Devin Shore took part in today's optional Oilers practice. Tippett says they're not going to be available tomorrow against Seattle, but they're not ruled out for Sunday versus LA. So there's your update. Darnell Nurse, obviously he had the broken finger. Devin Shore, I think it was a lower body injury for them. Both questionable, or they're not ruled out for Sunday against LA. What do we thought of Bobby Ryan's tweets? He's high on some of those guys there. I thought it's funny to see him out there because, you know, this is a guy who maybe wasn't the most vocal. Obviously, he went through his struggles. But I mean, it's funny to see him on Twitter now. He's got the kids alone. If you haven't followed him yet, it's at BobbyRye5409. He kind of like almost announced his retirement, but didn't quite announce his retirement. Also, I'm just going to pull up his quote on Drew Doughty here because, oh man, where was it? Here you go. It says, if I'm picking Canada tomorrow morning, I pick Doughty. He can move from 1 to 6. He's beyond what you consider his prime. That's fine. He's still scary to everyone who plays the game. I fully agree with that. Obviously, you know, the game's changed. It's a little bit different now. International hockey, the rules are different. You can't just have Drew Doughty out there bullying guys up and down the ice. But again, I still think he deserves a spot on Team Canada. Hey, Pro Rock giveaway again. You want to win this hat? It's a free Christmas present for you. It's as simple as joining the conversation. Give us your best bet for tonight if it hits. I don't care. You can take the Dallas Stars on the money line. They're minus 230. They're going to win. That's your lock of the season. I don't care. Get it in. Or take us out on Twitter at WorldHockeyRPT. It's that simple. Of course, Cody Jansen coming to you live from the Pro Rock Broadcast Studios. Beautiful Alberta. Best bet. It's going to win you a hat today. It's a Thursday show. We're feeling good. We're feeling great. The sun's out. It was raining and snowing this morning. Ugh. Kind of gross out there. But hey, it's looking good now. I already told you my best bet. I love the Canes puck line. I love Florida puck line. And I do like the Minnesota Wild on the money line tonight. That's a good parlay at plus 400. I think you're easily getting your money's worth there. Other news, I guess you can call it. We do have to bring it up as the whole Evander Kane gun thing. You know, I know it's not a pretty situation. I know it's not a fun thing to talk about. I know everyone's saying, oh, delete this alleged. It's a, you know, alleged video. His, you know, his agent or his attorney released a statement saying that it was a photo shoot. I mean, at end of the day, it's kind of, do you believe survivors or don't you? You can't just sit on the fence here. I'll choose to believe survivors every day of the week. I think that, it's not innocent until proven guilty here. It's you've had so many chances that his wife comes out and please go and read it. We retweeted it. It's Kaylee Ellard who tweeted it out, 2KA Rask on Twitter. We retweeted it on the World Hockey Report page. Go read it. Because no matter what you think of Evander Kane, no matter what your opinion is, no matter how much you think you know, just go read it. Come into it with an open mind and read it. That's all I'm asking. I mean, I think end of the day, you definitely, you should be trusting survivors. That's definitely who you should. But end of the day, Evander Kane's had how many chances? You need a little bit better for him. Okay, more fun conversation. Doug's in the chat. He says Hawks win tonight. Matt says Ottawa upset. That's bold. Carolina's minus 350 on the money line. Katie's in here says, go Isles, go. That's not a bet, but I'll give you Isles on the money line just for that one for fun. And Tyler says Boston plus 1.5 at Nashville. I don't mind it. I'm not sold on the Preds by any means. I usually won't bet the reverse puck line, though, plus 1.5. It's a little tougher to go with. Maybe that's just my betting, lack there of expertise. Doug in the YouTube chat says Hawks win tonight. Get those bets in. Pro Rock hat coming your way if it does happen. It's Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report, presented by Lord Quantum Parts. When we come back, more hockey talk. Lou Gamblin. We'll talk some NHL. We'll talk some college hockey. All that and more right here on World Hockey Report.
Follow Team Canada with Sports Travel Tours in their bid to win back-to-back world championships. Canada will play all their games in beautiful Helsinki, Finland, and will face Switzerland, Germany, and Russia. Sports Travel Tour packages includes a fantastic hotel, all transfers, amazing game tickets, a tour host, as well as a free game party. Check out the official world championship packages at sportstraveltours.com.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any NFL team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets if they score. You can score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What we do here is go back, 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 back.
Okay, we got the two most exciting rookies in the game, potentially. Maybe even three if you count Nedeljkovic, because he is eligible for the Calder. Detroit is building an absolute wagon. We got to talk about that next. It's World Hockey Report, presented by Lord Co Auto Parts. Find a store near you at lordco.com. Cody Jansen coming to you live from the Pro Rock Broadcast Studios in beautiful Alberta. Follow me on Twitter at Jaren31_ and the show at World Hockey RPT. You can still get those predictions in. Join the conversation now. One right bet. It's going to win you a free Pro Rock hat. Of course, use promo code THPN if you're hopping on DraftKings Sportsbook. We now welcome aboard the real one. It's Lou Gamblin hopping on from out east. Lou, am I wrong in saying that the Wings could have the three best rookies in the NHL this season? When you consider it from a technicality standpoint of Nedeljkovic could still be considered a rookie, Lucas Raymond, he's rookie of the month for November. Moritz Seider, he's rookie of the month for October. Like, this is an incredible team that Steve Yzerman's building right now.
Well, it's an exciting time right now in Detroit, Cody. And first of all, thank you for having me on the show. This is an absolute treat. With Ned as well in goal, technically he's a rookie. I think he's pushing Greiss for the number one spot the goaltending position for Detroit, but Mo Seider and Lucas Raymond, I didn't see this coming. And it's exciting to watch them, Cody. They're a much quicker team this year. They show a lot more fire. And, they're on a four-game winning streak. They may not be Stanley Cup contenders right away, but it's exciting to see them winning and learning how to win. And that's something that we haven't seen in several years here in Detroit.
So sometimes you have to win ugly as well. And this is my point about their win over Seattle is that, hey, the Kraken have been playing better of late. They don't get a great goaltending performance by Grice, and they still find a way to win. And that shows toughness in a team, especially coming from a mental standpoint where usually, you know, some of those young teams, if you're getting an 870 goaltending performance, you're not going to win those hockey games. You're going to fold, you're going to crack, and you're going to take the L. For Detroit, they've got some resiliency there. Do you think it kind of comes down from the coaching or maybe some of the leadership? I mean, Aletti on the back end. I do think Dylan Larkin's a good leader too. And really, they're just making this team built the right way.
Well, Cody, I got to tell you, the opening night when they played Tampa Bay. Now, I know they blew a 3-goal lead twice. I believe they had it. But Tampa Bay, when they got behind, they started pushing Detroit around. You know, taking liberties. They got, you know, they weren't used to getting pushed around. And, you know, they took liberties and Detroit stood right up to them. They didn't win in regulation, but you know what? That showed me a lot in that game. And my dad, who's not as big of a hockey guy as I am, we watched that game and he looked at me and he said, boy, this is exciting. And Detroit, you know, they're not backing down from these teams. Boston tried to push them around. Detroit beat them the other night. Some of these better teams, you know, that Detroit has had issues with in the past 5 or 6 years. They may not win them all, but they're there. And you can see it. You know, there is a toughness. You hit the nail on the head. The rookies are learning. You know, they've got a good mix right now. And it's fun, like I said, it's fun to see Detroit be in the mix, not out of it by Thanksgiving.
Well, they're 12-9-3. They're in it. They're not out of it at all. I mean, they're in a playoff race right now.
They are indeed, you know, and I know that Boston's got some games in hand and some of the other teams. The only thing I worry about, Cody, is, you know, maybe the rookie wall with Sider and Raymond later on in the year, say after the Olympic break, but maybe that might be a blessing in disguise for them. They might get some rest or whatever. And, you know, they're going to get a few other people that they shuffle in and out from Grand Rapids, which has always been a good pipeline for them. And I'm happy for Jeff Blashill, too, because he's taken a lot of heat here in Detroit. And I don't know, some of it may be justified, but a lot of it isn't. He's had to deal with some, you know, some poor teams, let's be honest. You know, they've been scraping the bottom of the barrel. And that's what happens when you don't.
Oh, we might have just had a Lubo cut out a little bit. But he hits the nail on the head. I mean, this is a team that, you know, you're rolling on rookies right now, and you don't know how
to have the success.
Oh, we got Lou back there. You had him cut out for a second.
Oh, okay. I just was just saying I'm happy for Jeff Blashill, you know, for him being able to enjoy some of this success because he's taking his fair share of heat here in Detroit.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. That's a very good point there, Lou. Hey, I got a real-world question for you, and I know it's not an easy one to answer because it stirred up so much drama to start this season, but if people kind of let the Tyler Bertuzzi vaccination status slide now that he's had, you know, a strong start to the season and that the Wings are having success, like, I guess the question I'm trying to ask here is, do you think he'd be taking more heat now still if the Wings weren't having this success?
Oh, 100%. And it's going to be interesting now, Cody, because he is on the COVID protocol. He's out, what, 5 games, I think? The next 5 games, he's out. You know, it's like anything else. You know, when you're winning, accuse all evils, and they'll tolerate it. He's definitely somebody they need. I don't agree with him, but that's his choice. And, personally, I think it may be a little selfish, but you know what? That's his choice. And your point is well taken. If they're winning, it's tolerable. But if they start losing, then the fingers will be starting to point at him. And, you know, life won't be as easy for him here in Motown.
Hey, the Wings got a couple of days off here. Saturday, they play the Islanders. Obviously, the Isles are off to a tough start. They're 5-10-2. They've been battling COVID. They've been battling injuries. They've got a road trip that they won't stop complaining about. But for the Wings, this is a pretty winnable game here. This is at home. This is prime time. I feel like this is bigger than people are making it out to be. Lou, the Isles are a good hockey club, And if the Wings, you know, it's weird to say that 12-9-3 is a lot different than 13-9-3, but it's a lot different. It sounds a lot different. It feels a lot different. And this could be a game where maybe they do get some, you know, a little bit of an extra cushion.
100% agree. This is one that they need. You know, you start pounding up those wins, like I said, you know, a little bit earlier. You know, some teams have some games in hand on Detroit. That, you know, Detroit's played 25 games, and some of these teams have only played 21, 22, and they're real close in the standings. So I know it's early to say a must-win, Cody, but it's a big win if they could get it this weekend. And like you said, it's a primetime game. They're playing a New York team that's been good over the years. They're struggling. Good chance for them to take advantage of it, for sure.
Now, Lou, one of the fun things we get to talk about, and we've had you on before to talk ACHA, I mean, it's just a level of hockey that I really do enjoy. I think there's a lot of value in ACHA versus maybe some other options out there. And you're back in the booth, which is awesome. I didn't get to hear the call of your last game. I was busy that night. But hey, walk me through. What's it like to be back calling games again? I know you're a big football guy, but I know you're happy to be back in the rink. Aquinas was playing. I mean, what's it like for you getting back, you know, watching hockey live again with fans and just having that experience in the booth?
Oh, I'll tell you what, it was awesome last night. They played, Aquinas is based out of Grand Rapids, and they played a crosstown rival, Kelvin, which, Cody, it's amazing. The stories with Kelvin, they've had an ACHA hockey team ever since its inception, and they played club hockey there for 40-some years. My color commentator was a player for them back in the 70s, and he's been on our podcast talking about his days of being a emergency goalie for the Toledo team back in the late 70s. And these two teams have such history. Back in 2017, real quick, I'll tell you, they played in the Division III championship game when it was down in Columbus. The Nationwide Arena has a practice rink hooked up on the other side of it. And both teams brought fans down from Grand Rapids for that final game. There was probably 1,500 to almost 2,000 fans in that rink, and it was so much fun. It's great hockey. The level of it is, you know, it's a great opportunity for kids to get an education that may not quite be good enough to go to the NCAA level. You know, Aquinas and Kelvin and a lot of the other schools, what they do is they offer the opportunity for this education. They point you in the right direction to get scholarships academically. And, you know, they can point those out to you. But like you said, it lets them play hockey for 3 or 4 more years. And it's a good brand of hockey. And it's fun because one of the coaches for Lindenwood is an ex-Detroit Red Wing, Rick Zombo. He's been on my show a few times. And I'll tell you what, he loves it. And it's all business. And if anybody comes up to any of these players and says it's just club hockey, you know, it's not just club hockey. It's a lot of these teams could roll in the Division I level, the ACHA, with the D3 level of the NCAA. And I know they also know they don't have the visions of going to the show, you know, the NHL, but they can get to the ECHL if they want to. A lot of these kids, when they graduate, they go into coaching, but more importantly, it gives a lot of them get to go to universities that, they get a great education. And speaking of Aquinas, last night, the goaltender, Max Johnston, is from your neck of the woods, Airdrie, Alberta. He got the win, 37 saves last night in a 5-1 win. And he was fantastic.
There you go. Something in that Alberta water. Lou, I love it. That's an awesome breakdown, too. And you kind of mentioned, like, hey, they're not exactly NCAA, but if you look at it, Lindenwood, they're playing a split schedule this year. I know they're going D1, but they're playing against Denver. Last year, 2 years ago, Liberty goes and beats LIU. Like, I mean, they beat them 4-0, too. It's not like they squeaked past them in a shootout. Like, there's some really damn good ACHA hockey teams. And I'm sorry, but, you know, the top end, the top 20 ACHA D1 teams, I think you'd take them any day of the week over, you know, a bottom half NCAA D3. That's just the way it is. And a lot of it does come down to money. It comes down to scholarship help where the ACHA teams are
better. Liberty, I don't know if you've ever seen their facility.
It's incredible.
You know, it's state of the art. Adrian College has of the men's and two of the women's, plus an NCAA D3 school all share the same barn. There are some great facilities, and you know, I've been a part of it doing the games now for almost 7 years, and the level of intensity, the level of performance, the talent level has definitely gotten better. It's quicker, it's faster.
Oh, we might have lost Lou there. That's the dreaded beep that we don't want to hear. Lou's gone. Okay, we're going to try to get him back on the line here. We will. But, I mean, ACHA hockey, for those of you who do follow it, it's something that's really changed. It's changed from a mindset of, hey, it's club hockey. You know, guys, maybe we'll practice once a week. We'll have mismatched jerseys and socks. It's changed completely to the point where you do have these schools who can make the jump to NCAA D1 programs. You do have these schools that have world-class facilities like Lindenwood, like Liberty. It's just changing the game, and it's given hockey players so many more opportunities versus when, you know, you go D3 and you're probably going to a smaller school that you might end up paying 40, 50 grand to go to. So we're obviously big supporters of ACHA. That's obviously something we've never hid, but it is good to see. I really wanted to ask him about Saginaw Valley, though. That's a program that used to pack the barn. I know it's a couple hours away from him in Grand Rapids, but if we're able to get him back on the line, maybe we got him back on the line right now. We do. So I get my last, well, I guess one more. I got two questions for you. But the one I really wanted to ask, Lou, while I got you back on the line, Saginaw Valley, I know that's a couple hours away from you, but are they still packing the barn? Because I remember seeing videos from them, you know, probably 10 years ago now. I know it's, you know, a decade ago, but they used to pack their little rink. Is that still an electric atmosphere there?
It is. And they've got a team right now that's back. They're ranked in Division III. They were a powerhouse back then, Cody. I think they had two or three-time defending champions in Division III. I know they've got quite the rivalry with Central Michigan, and Central's going to be very, very good in D3. Yeah, it's very popular over there. Michigan is a hotbed for it in Division III. It's definitely a fun atmosphere. It hasn't changed.
Well, yeah, Michigan must be that ACHA D3 hotbed. And I wonder if it's because of the depth in, like, the minor hockey systems, because you've got Hope, right? Hope's awesome. Even Adrian's got a solid ACHA D3 team. Like, you're right. Maybe Michigan is the hotbed for that. And maybe it's because they don't focus on the Division II as much, where, you know, your Minnesota's, I think all those teams end up playing ACHA Div 2. And you know, that's an interesting concept. So, Lou, I got a couple minutes left here, so let's just skip right to the end of it. ACHA Nationals, give me the rundown. Where is it this year? I hope we can hear you calling games there, but is there any teams that stick out to you in ACHA D1 that we should be watching for?
Well, the Nationals are going to be, you know, good Lord willing, you know, without the COVID stuff, all five divisions are going to be in St. Louis. They're working in conjunction with the NHL again. They're just outside of St. Louis. I think it's Chesterton. It's a barn with five rinks. They're all going to be playing in the same, you know, barn. So all five divisions will be there. The teams to look forward to in D1, Lindenwood again, Rick Zombo's club. Gary Astolis' club at Adrian is going to be right there again. They're the defending champs. They're loaded, as always. Liberty is going to be right up there. Minot State, they moved up to D1. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with. Iowa State's going to be right there. Indiana Tech. Michigan Dearborn's down a little bit this year. They missed last year because of COVID. But, you know, you can't rule them out. They're still ranked. But those are the top teams. And it's going to be March 10th through the 15th, I believe, is D1. The whole scenario runs from the 10th through the 20th. Again, five divisions, three men's and two women's. And it's, again, if you're in that area next March, I highly recommend, if you love hockey, check it out. It's a good watch, and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. It's a good breakdown. I love how the tournament's so wide open too. And okay, I got 30 seconds for you, Lou. I love how ACHA does the tournament where I think it's 16 teams and it's single elimination knockout. you can't argue with me, Lou. We got to have a 16-team college football playoff, right? You had 30 seconds. Go off.
I'm going to say at least 12.
Okay.
I like 12, the concept of 12, to give the top four teams a bye. Oh, this four-team stuff, I'm with you. Don't like it. I don't like it at all. They could make it work. I would be all in favor. 16 would be great. I could live with 12 to give a little bit of incentive for the top four teams.
But wouldn't the incentive for the top four teams mean that if they're playing the 15 or 16 seed, like they're playing like a BYU or a Louisiana Lafayette or something, like isn't that kind of an incentive, like a bye week where it really shouldn't be that tough for an Alabama or Georgia to beat them if they're that good?
I could see your point, but you know, it also, it gives them, I just think I like them having the extra week off just to, I don't know, to heal up or whatever. If you know, it's just, there's, I think, a little more incentive. It's just like the NFL. A lot of these teams like to have that bye week. It gives them, again, something to play for. And, you know, it, I don't know. I like the 12-team concept better.
Lou, you're the best. I appreciate you taking the time, man. This has been awesome. Best of luck at the rest of the calls here, and we'll touch base soon.
Hey, Cody, thank you, and congratulations on your new gig, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou. Right there, that's Lou Gamblin. Catch his show Tuesday nights on 12 Ounce Sports. Back after the break with Bossman 10K. It's Jack Leverance coming up to talk some Wild and Cup snakes.
Follow Team Canada with Sports Travel Tours in their bid to win back-to-back world championships. Canada will play all their games in beautiful Helsinki, Finland, and will face Switzerland, Germany, and Russia. Sports Travel Tour packages includes a fantastic hotel, all transfers, amazing game tickets, a tour host, as well as a pre-game party. Check out the official world championship packages at sportstraveltours.com.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but with the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any NFL team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets if they score. You can score with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit, $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What we do here is go back.
Alrighty, it's Cody Jans at World Hockey Report. Let's wrap up the show. We're presented by Lordco Auto Parts. Go check them out. Find a store near you at lordco.com. Also, Sports Travel Tours. They got the great 2022 World Championship package in Finland. You don't want to miss it. Go check out all the packages at sportstraveltours.com. Join now by the man himself. It's Jack Leverance, the man who can name over 11,000 lakes in Minnesota. He's the boss man of 10K. You know him for his unreal cup snake performance this week. Jack joins the show right now. Buddy, how's it going?
It's fantastic, Cody. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure. We had to connect. I've been on a couple of 10K podcasts, and it's nothing but fun. Let's start with this cup snake idea. Like, did you guys steal this from Wrigley or what? And how have you guys, like, just taken off in Minnesota, the part where you're wrapping it around the XL Energy Center?
Well, it's hilarious. It's a pretty misconception. It did not start in Wrigley. It actually started in 1986 in an Australian cricket match. So for those of you who are Cubs fans, you guys did not invent it.
I disagree.
The Australians did. What?
I said I disagree. I don't believe Australia exists. They got too many spiders there.
Okay, you know, that's a fair take. I don't like spiders either, so that's all right. But What we really did was we wanted to kind of amplify Minnesota sporting events from a fan perspective. And we came up with this idea during the lockdown era in Minnesota where we're like, you know what, when we can go back to a Twins game, Major League Baseball Twins game, we're going to create a cup snake there, and it's going to get the people going. So we kind of did more of like a grassroots type effort where, you know, we just bought like 50 tickets in a section, sold them to our friends, sold them to random people on Twitter, and kind of just had this like secretive goal of building a cup snake. And that one did well. It wasn't super huge, but it was enough to get a lot of media attention. Security instantly shut it down. And that was enough to get the St. Paul Saints AAA team to reach out to us and say, hey, we want to help you with a cup snake, and we want to go for some record. So we did it with them back in July. And then because of them allowing us to do it, the Minnesota Wild reached out, and they're like, hey, we saw that you guys did this with the Saints. We had some people that were there. Now we want you to do it at a hockey game. Never been done at a hockey game before. And not only did we do the first ever one at a Wild game, thanks to that partnership with our amazing hockey team, but we also were able to break the world record, which is 247 feet.
So you're telling me that every single one of those cups had beer in it at one point or another, like no one, you know, snuck behind the counter and stole a stack or got something double cupped.
No, it was a beer and pop, because we do have fans that don't drink or fans that are under 21. And, you know, we want to respect their enjoyment too. So yes, there were liquid in each cup at some point that were consumed either before or after the game.
That's such a mature answer from the boss man himself at 10K. Jack Leverance, my guest here. Hey, are the Wild a wagon this year or what? Because I'm just shredding them. I couldn't stand Kaprizov in the offseason. And now everything, I'm just eating my words. I'm getting tagged in old tweets once a day.
Yeah, no, dude. I think they're the real deal. I think if they can hang on, you know, there's been some changes in the lines the last few weeks, and I think it's all for the best. You know, having I think Eriksson got bumped down to the second line, and now we have Hartman on the first line. I mean, there's something special this year, I think. And you know, if everyone can stay healthy and they can stay hot, look out, there might be a run coming. I know there were plenty of jokes made about the cup snake being the only cup in Minnesota, but we'll see. We'll see after this year. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's a great joke. I wish I would have thought of that one myself. Jack, I got two more for you, and the funniest video I've seen in a long time. I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I skimmed through it pretty good. Is you naming 11 or almost 12,000 lakes? Like, how did this one come about? If people haven't found it, check it out on YouTube. We'll tag it in the comments as well. But this is gold. Like, you were just like, I just want to kill an hour of my time reading 11,000 lakes.
Yeah. Debatably one of the stupidest things I've ever done. But it was one of those ideas where I'm like, I wonder if some idiot has sat down in front of a camera and listed all of them off before. And I had a Saturday where I didn't have a lot going on for work. I had to be at home. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to sit down. I'm going to flip open the webcam. I'm going to grab a few cocktails, and I'm just going to do it. I'm going to list all of them off. And believe it or not, I thought it was going to take more than a few hours, but there are hundreds of lakes in Minnesota that don't have names. So they just associated it with a number, like Lake 10, Lake 11, Lake 12. That goes on for like 400, some of them. So at that point of the video, I just felt lost my mind and was ready to just jump out my window. But we did get to the end of it. And I don't know. I guess that's another thing I can say. I'm the only guy to sit down and do that.
There you go. You're basically, I mean, that's harder than a marathon. I think that, you know, you're doing more impressive things than Neil Armstrong. Is he the biker? Because Lance is the astronaut,
right?
I think one of them.
Other way around, but Lance is the guy who's a cheater, and I don't cheat.
Okay, yeah, so. No steroids were used in the making of a video naming lakes.
Yeah, no steroids also used in making cup snakes either. We're clean. You can test our piss.
Yeah, no cups were cheated also. Hey, you guys also do some hilarious music videos too. Which one's your favorite so far?
Yeah, so we actually have two legitimately, and I'm talking professionally produced songs. We have one that's called Thick Boy Summer. That's just about, instead of being hot, like Hot Girl Summer, it's about kind of fat guys in the summer who just love to eat and drink and let the gut spill out. So that's one of them. And then the other one that we released in early September was Football's Back, because we were just so psyched that the NFL is back. And that one's actually a parody of the song Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. So those are on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, really anywhere. Like I said, professionally produced. I like to call myself a part-time rapper because sometimes I get in the booth and I mean, Cody, I just spit fire. That's what I like to do.
Hey, they're legit though. They're funny, obviously. But again, as you said, the production's legit. Like you'd think, like, okay, these guys.
Oh yeah.
You know, there was some time that was put into it. This wasn't shot on a flip phone in your backyard.
Right. Like most things we do that are not professional quality. This, believe it or not, was. We actually paid a producer to professionally mix it. So, we had to go 100% if we were going to make music.
Well, there you go, Jack. Hey, we don't have enough time to talk about how the Bears are better than the Vikings, so we're going to leave it at your awesome music videos. Buddy, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. Love all the work you're doing with 10 Cake. And I mean, I can't wait to see 10 Cake. I mean, it's just going to all of a sudden, you know, we're just going to see takes all over the place. We need hats up in Edmonton. I see you guys have partnered with Waggle. All the good stuff here. 10 Cake takes.
So oh, yeah.
And we saved your account. You can thank World Hockey Report for that one.
Beautiful. I appreciate it, Cody. It was good talking.
All right, bro. Take care.
You too.
All right, that's Jack Leverance right there, boss man at 10K Takes. We're going to have to wrap this up. World Hockey Report. Enjoy the hockey tonight. Best bets, of course, get them in at World Hockey RPT. You got a winner, we'll send you a Pro Rock hat. It's that simple. Huge shout out to everyone who puts the show on Sports Travel Tours, Lord Co. Auto Parts, Quack Stats, Pro Rock, everyone that does it. Follow us on Twitter. Everyone, we're going to be back. Hey, it's actually all podcasts next week. So, no live shows. We're going to talk to you in 2 weeks' time. We get some family time coming up. Everyone, as always, be kind, be better.